All right. Good evening, everyone. Merry Christmas. I truly hope that you are having a great day. It is Monday. It's been a marvelous one, and one that I hope that you've truly enjoyed as we're getting readied and all settled in as we continue to talk about don't start what you can't finish. Truly, indeed, this has been an amazing topic. Not that any others are, they're all amazing. And I want to offer up to everyone, it's the perfect opportunity, if you did not hear any of the calls this week, to go to SundayMorningBreakfast.org and definitely get your hands on any of the calls, because there's so much to take away when we talk about don't start what you can't finish. We have a faith walk that is our responsibility to be consistent in and to focus on that ultimate goal that God has in store for us. So don't start what you can't finish. Amazing topic. And we're excited to move forward in the word that God has in store for tonight and invite you to join us and invite you to also share with a friend. Get them on the line so they can share in the message as well. Let's go forward with our leader, Mr. Tullius Carr. Good evening, Mr. Carr.
Good evening, Ms. Shanna.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing wonderful, yourself.
Great, thank you.
Yes, all right. Welcome everybody to the call on this evening. As we're talking about, it's going to be open floor discussion. We're not going to be long at all. We're talking about don't start what you can't finish. And I know it's Christmas Eve, but we still got things that we got to do for God. It don't stop. All right? So with that being said, we're going to go ahead and pray, Miss Tiana, and then we're going to get started on the call.
Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this great opportunity to fellowship with one another. And as we are going forward tonight into tomorrow, may we be celebrating the birth of your son and this amazing gift of his life that you have provided to us to be the example of exactly how we are to live and to show us what it is to not stop whatever the plans are for our lives, to keep going in it and through it, no matter what comes our way. We are truly gracious that he has set the example for us. So thank you for this ministry. Thank you for this opportunity again for us to come together. We are truly gracious, grateful for our leader, and we thank you and we praise you in your precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. All right. So, y'all, we've been talking about don't start what you can't finish. All week, we've been talking about that. Powerful indeed. Is DJ there, Miss Tiana?
Yes, sir.
He is.
How's it going, Mr. DJ?
How's it going to you?
Doing wonderful. Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. So, give us your breakdown right quick, Mr. DJ.
The breakdown for this week's topic is don't start what you can't finish in obedience to God, because some things you do need to stop. But in all that's according to God, that's in his name, in accordance to his obedience, you don't need to stop. There were many examples given. A lot of them, I don't know why, but Moses kept coming, you know, to me. And Moses had even how he got here, he had a huge task before him. And there are plenty of times that if that had been one of us, we would have given up. If I'm trying to help you and lead you away from something, and you start mimicking, you know how we are. You know, why are we going this way? It's hot this way. You don't see that big old bottle of water? Where are we going? I can't swim. You know, just imagine all the flack that he took, we would have been giving up. And what this topic does is to let me know and confirm everything in accordance to God. Keep going, no matter what obstacle or hurdle or wall you think you may be going through. And you're not the only one going through it. But guess what? If God allowed that wall to be there, oh, he will see you through it. You either going to go through it or over it. That's what I got from this week's topic.
to them as DJ like them. Ms. Taylor, what about you?
Yeah, for me, very similar. There's so many things in our lives naturally and spiritually that we start and then we don't finish, right? Naturally, it may be a project that we decided we're going to do at the house and not finish. Spiritually, we may say, you know what, to better my knowledge of the word, I'm going to read the Bible for the year. And then we don't get past January. And the reality is that there's something in us that's stopping us from doing what we are called to do. And if we continue to do so, we will never truly be grounded in Christ. So it is our responsibility that when we are making a choice, make sure we know what choice we're making and continue to stand by it. That's the biggest takeaway I had.
All right. So now you said, repeat what you said again.
What I said was that there are many things that we start and don't finish, and that happens not only in the natural but also in the spiritual. And it is our responsibility to make a choice when we're choosing to start something, especially something in God. We need to stand by that choice and not stop what is intended for us to do.
Right. Okay. All right, y'all. So don't start what you can't finish. We're about to go on live on Facebook. Let me get it together right here. All right. So y'all should be seeing me shortly.
All right.
Can y'all see me?
Let's see. Not yet.
Not yet.
Okay. It's coming up.
I see me now. All right. Let me know when y'all log on. There you go. I see Miss Tiana.
Yes. There we go.
Who is that, Miss Chantel? How are you, Miss Latonya and Miss Daniel? How are you? All right. So first and foremost, we want to say Merry Christmas to some people in certain areas. Christmas Eve.
Merry Christmas.
How are you doing? Okay. This is important. I'm just waiting for everybody to get on a little bit. So, Ms. Tiana, go ahead and share a little bit more, please.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, as I've been looking into this topic and studying it quite a bit, I'm constantly just reminded that, as I was briefly stating, the things that we truly forget. The things that we start and don't look at anymore. I remember in college, for example, yesterday, but my first day of college, I think we've all experienced it, those who have gone to college, that someone stands up in the front of the room and tells you, look to the left, look to the right, one of you will not be here. And I remember that statement during freshman orientation. It's like, wait a second, are you really telling me that somebody is not going to be here? You know, we're bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, ready to get this thing started, chosen our majors, let's do this thing. And you're saying that many of us will not finish. Some folks, right, take that as a, oh, okay, well, then I don't have to put forth much effort. Other folks take that as, no, you're not going to tell me I'm not going to be here. And it's so interesting how we all react when there is something that is trying to put up a wall when it comes to what we have planned in our lives. And I see that in what? Yes, sir?
No, we're going to leave right there for a second. So I want to, how you doing, Ms. Crystal, Ms. Boykin, Ms. Kay, how are you? Okay, and Ms. Mason and Ms. Christine and Ms. Katina. How you doing, Ms. Renina and Ms. Boyd and Ms. Andrea? How are you all doing? Ms. Swan, how are you? Okay. Merry Christmas to you all as well. So, y'all, we're talking about don't start what you can't finish. We see that term all the time. And a lot of times it's used to give us an edge of protection. In other words, don't lure me in with your good behavior and then your true side come out later.
Right.
So that's one of the things. Now, with that being said, if we tell people that, we must make sure that we are not hypocritical in our findings as well, because we cannot start this great work in God. You know, I know during the new year, everybody has a new year resolution, but, you know, my first question would be, what happened to the one that was in 2018, 17, and 16 as well? Okay? Do not start what you can't finish. Now, Mr. DJ has something intricate to say, and I absolutely, how you doing, Ms. Angela, Ms. Tamika? I love it because, you know, certain things we do need to stop. Certain things we just need to stop. You know, y'all look at this. If you have pen and paper, write it down. Hebrews 6 and 1. Get that for me real quickly, Ms. Tiana. Y'all listen to this. Hebrews 6 and 1. Write that down real quickly. All right? Now watch this. Hebrews 6 and 1. What you got, Ms. Tiana?
Therefore, let us move beyond the elementary teachings about Christ and be taken forward to maturity, not laying again the foundation of repentance from acts that lead to death and of faith in God. Amen.
Y'all, look at what it says. Don't start what you can't finish. Let us move beyond the elementary teachings about Christ. When are we going to get beyond that? Okay? And it says, and be taken forward to maturity, not laying again the foundation of, in other words, why are we always repenting? Woo! Ooh. Why are we always apologizing to God? In other words, if we did it right, we wouldn't have to start this thing over and over and over again.
That's right.
Amen.
Y'all see that? It says not laying again the foundation of repentance from acts that lead to death.
Yes.
Y'all follow me? So it's important.
Yes.
It's important that when we fixate our goals, when we set our face and press towards the mark, whatever it is that God has given you, it's very, very extremely important that you have a fixed focus and you stay right there. You have to finish what you started. The way that you finish what you started is that you always keep God at the top of your mind. Always. When we forget God is when we forget how to finish.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Amen.
Any procrastinators out there?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody?
Yes,
procrastinate?
Yes, indeed.
You went in with a lot of vigor. You started strong. You know how people start relationships very strong, but what happened after 4 or 5 years?
Mm-hmm.
Don't start what you can't finish now. Huh? You started spoiling them. Now what's going on? The Bible says to count the cost. You said your money ran out. It don't take money to spoil somebody. All it takes is love. Come on now.
Amen. Amen.
All right.
Y'all follow me? This is very important, all right? Don't start what you can't finish because, we want to be that example. Let's just put it that way. We want to be the example. So instead of telling people don't start what you can't finish, why don't we show them how to finish and let them follow
through?
Remember, we're supposed to be the head and not the tail. And when you're the head, that means everybody looking at you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? All right.
Yes,
so don't start what you can't finish. Don't you do that. Let's get to it. What our first email question is?
First question is, should believers be motivated to finish what they started by the thought of heavenly rewards?
Okay. Mr. DJ, should believers be motivated to finish what they started by the thought of heavenly rewards?
It's when you have a love for God, that's the reward. So I don't think it should be just the heavenly rewards. You have to love God. I mean, if God, in other words, why are we doing this? Why are we worshiping him? Is it just to get a reward? Or do we truly love him in the spirit of love?
Okay.
So
okay.
I don't think it should be just solely on the rewards, because if it's on the rewards, sometimes God pushes you in places because he needs for you to work. It ain't about the reward. I'm not going to prosperity. I'm not going to say that.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
How you doing, Ms. Jocelyn? So here's the question, y'all. Don't start what you can't finish. Should believers be motivated to finish what they started by the thought of heavenly rewards? I believe so. I believe that, you know, the Bible says you work as if you're working unto God. In other words, you know, it motivates me. This is just me personally. It motivates me because I know that God didn't stop, so why should I? I know that God didn't give up, so why should I give up? The reward is that I look more like him so that people can see him through me. That's the reward. Because the Bible says a wise man wins souls. How do I win souls? See, the Bible said, come out from amongst them. He told us to be peculiar. People in the world don't know how to finish. Now, let me say this. Boy, can I say this, Mr. DJ? Watch this.
Okay.
People in the world don't know how to finish. They may know how to complete something, but they don't know how to finish something. Finish is said is signed, sealed, and delivered. Watch it grow. Completing something means you're standing. Finish something meaning that God has approved. He has approved of it. You see the difference? When you complete something, because, see, we can complete a task, right? Remember Cain and Abel? Cain thought he had completed. I mean, he thought he did complete it, but he didn't finish it. It's not finished until God says so.
Right.
You follow me? So when we do things, should we be doing it in the thought of a heavenly reward? Absolutely yes. It's very important because if we have any other reward system, if you do things to please people, now you put your trust in that person to reward you. And now here we go, we're going to have a return that we're not pleased with. So now we'll start starting and stopping. In other words, I'll love you today as long as you love me back in return. Lord, y'all did not hear me now. In other words, my love for you is going to be predicated on your love for me. See, that's a non-heavenly reward. But when it's a heavenly reward, that means I love you, DJ, whether you love me or not. I love you. See, I love you in spite of. See, the earthly reward is I love you because of. One is complete and one is finished. The complete says it's all about the flesh. The finished says it's all about the spirit. So the question again says, should believers be motivated to finish what they started by the thought of heavenly reward? Heavenly rewards? I believe absolutely so. Because if not, what is your motivation based on?
Right.
Okay? It's all about God's approval. Remember that. So now I can finish this great work that God started in me because God, if you could do it, I can do it. In other words, my promise is laced in God's word. My promise is not laced in my dream and my vision.
Mm-hmm.
All right? What you say, Ms. Andrea? Yeah. Only what we do for God will last. Be motivated because our heavenly reward will eventually come. But if we walk in his image and his way, we will finish. Come on. Everything we do, consult him. Write it down. My plan may not be his plan, but he will fulfill the desires of our hearts. All right, Ms. Andrea? All right, she's starting already on this Christmas Eve. You about to get it going. Don't start what you can't finish. And you know what? I appreciate that, Ms. Andrea, because it's important because she's the model of consistency. She's consistent with this, right? And consistency is a true sign of you being able to finish what you started. You know that?
Yes, indeed.
Did y'all know that?
Consistency
is key in finishing anything. Let me say it again. Consistency is key in finishing anything. Because the more you partake in it, the clearer it is to see the finish. In other words, I don't have to be at the finish line, but I can see it. And when I see it, I can get motivated. I'm excited because I know what's to come.
Amen.
Right?
Yep.
All right. What you got, Miss Latanya? We got how you doing, Miss Princess? Miss Latanya had a question. What we got?
It says, I decided to start a second job to make ends meet. Although my family's needs are now being met, I am no longer able to attend church on Sunday. Is this okay if it's only for a short period of time, or should I quit the job?
Wow. Mr. DJ, I'm going to let you answer that one.
Can she read that one more time?
Okay.
I decided to start a second job to make ends meet. Although my family's needs are now being met, I am no longer able to attend church on Sunday. Is this okay if it's only for a short period of time, or should I quit my job?
Well, this is DJ personally. This may not be a popular answer, but I don't think you need to quit your job, but you need to call 225-364-0211. And that will help you out a lot, I say, current and in the word. And you keep doing what you're doing, and God will bless you with a better job, you know. And you don't have to stay away from fellowship. You know, you can't just live by bread alone. You can fellowship, but I think that that will help you out a lot.
Yeah, I believe that's true. That's true. How you doing, Miss Jennifer? Uh-huh. Y'all, the question, I agree with you, Mr. DJ. I decided to start a second job to make ends meet. Although my family needs are now being met, I am no longer able. Read the rest of it because I couldn't see it scrolled off the screen.
Sure. Here we go. I am no longer able to attend church on Sunday. Is this okay if it's only for a short period of time, or should I quit the job?
All right. All right. How you doing, Ms. Trimeka? And Merry Christmas to you as well. We just said it. In all that we do, as a matter of fact, watch this, Mr. DJ, to his point. Do not start what you can't finish. Don't take on a job if you have yet to consult with God.
All right.
Let's go there. The reason why I'm very careful as to how I answer this question, because I don't want anybody to be misguided, all right, because everybody's situation is a little different, so we got to be very sensitive towards that. You follow me? All right.
Yes.
If you have consulted God and God gave you the go-ahead, the green light, then go ahead and do it, okay? Now, if you have not consulted God and you got the second job, I cannot help you answer that question because, see, you have to go back to where you should have started from the first place. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because, see, then I would be giving you an ill-advised answer. I couldn't tell you yay or nay. Now, if God told you to get the second job, but church is within you, you do as God says so. In other words, if God told you to start it that way, he's also going to show you how to finish it.
Mm-hmm.
All you right. understand?
Yeah.
The reason why I'm saying this is because some questions, see, you ever had a friend where they got you involved in something and you didn't know the whole story and you ready to rock and roll and fight for them, but they didn't tell you they was the problem?
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Right.
See, this is that type of question that says, I don't know how you got there, so let's go back for a second. Let's go back to, did you consult with God? Now, if God started it, well, God is going to show you how to finish it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I cannot give you an answer based on what I think because you're not telling me the whole story. Who told you to get the second job in the first place?
Okay.
Okay. I mean, I understand that you're trying to make ends meet, but, you know. What's going on, Coach Bowden? Ms. Mitchell, how are you? All right? So that's what we got to consider. All right? So don't start what you can't finish. What we got for our next question, Ms. Tiana?
Next question we received is, I'm starting to learn about Christ, but I'm scared about leaving my life behind to start a life with him. How can I change this?
Okay, Mr. DJ says, I'm starting to learn about Christ, but I'm scared about leaving my life behind to start a life with him. How can I change this?
Again, this may not be the popular answer, but I dare you to try it. Just give him a chance. One chance, that's all he needs. He never lets you down. He's never broken a promise. And if you just hold on to his hand, just try him. You need to deny others that are discouraging you from trying him and surround yourself with more positive, more mature Christians. And
okay.
I guarantee if you just try him, you'll see the difference.
Okay. So, yeah, I like that. Don't start what you can't finish now. The question says, I'm starting to learn about Christ. But I'm scared about leaving my life behind to start a life with him. How can I change this? Rule number one, don't start what you can't finish. If you are starting to learn about Christ, you got to understand what comes with the territory. So it's going to be a lot of crucifying, starting with yourself. The first words that I saw was, I'm scared. God did not give us a spirit of what?
Fear.
Fear.
Oh. God did didn't give us a spirit of fear. And because God didn't give us a spirit of fear, we cannot be afraid in that sense. The Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of all wisdom and knowledge. The fear of the Lord meaning the respect, the reverence. See, to fear God in the heavenly realm, that means I totally give it all up to him. So in other words, I'm willing to start and give everything up for him because he clearly says, before you take up your cross and follow me, you must first do what?
Crucify yourself.
You must first deny yourself.
Yep.
Okay? So we shouldn't be afraid of giving up our old stuff to get something new. That should not be a fear of us. All right? So now do understand that if you go into the relationship with God trembling and with fear, how can you walk in boldness? That's going to be very difficult. You understand? In other words, we have to have that David-type faith. You know King David?
You know,
right? With the little pebble that says, I don't need a sword. I don't need to be big in my where Goliath is because I love God so much. I'm willing to start this way, and I'm going to live this way, and I'm going to finish this way. That means, God, whether people are with me or without me, I don't need no amen partners, and if it's just me by myself, I'm going to start this way, and I'll finish this way. We can't be moving because everybody else is around us. You got to move because the relationship with you and God is one-on-one.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
All right. Oh, Miss Andrea had a... Because, Bob, I didn't finish Christmas shopping. I didn't got about two things. That's all I get. I only get two things now. You know, look, what Miss Tiana, the two things I get something for me and myself. I'm messing with y'all, yeah. Mr. DJ, I'm messing. What you said, Miss Andrea, he got sometimes... to get our attention, but seek him. That's right. Okay. Now, this is Christmas Eve, so enjoy yourself. If you have some eggnog, make sure you spend it. Look, let me give you out my P.O. box. Send me some eggnog. All right. What you said, Miss Jennifer? The life that you are living, is it that good to where you can't change your life over to God? The life you live is not your own. Remember that. Preach to him now. Reach, right? Don't start what you can't finish. Don't go into anything fearful. If you go into anything fearful, that means you will never give your full effort.
Yes.
Y'all follow me? How you doing, Miss Mary? Mm-hmm. So you can't go into anything fearful because if you go into it fearful, the chances of you stopping are going to be great. You know why? All it takes is for one thing to happen and not go your way, and you'll stop immediately. You'll run.
Come on.
Mr. Carr, can I ask you a question?
Come on, what you got, Mr. DJ?
Is it safe to say that you have to want more? You have to want better? I mean, why not try them? If you got everything that you want, then what you need them for?
Come on. Don't start
with
what you can't finish.
You know, you ain't got nothing else to lose. You know, if you want better, you do better. You know better, you know?
That's right. Do not start what you can't finish. Don't start school if you don't plan on finishing school.
Amen.
Now, here's the thing. You got to want better, like DJ say. Now, here's another thing that I mean for people who slip. They'll be like, well, that's why I never started. And that's still just as worse as an infidel. In other words, if God put it in you, don't fight against it.
That's right.
Okay? Y'all hear me? If God has placed it in your spirit, man, in your heart, don't fight against it. In other words, he just started something already. You remember that thing, though? Don't start nothing here. Don't start nothing, won't be nothing. In other words, when God started, it's supposed to be something. In other words, when our feet hit the pavement, not just in the morning, I'm talking about when you dot the door, when you leave your house, when your feet hit the pavement, you just started something today, God, and I'm going to finish this thing. Because if God swings, I swing. That means, Satan, whatever you're trying to mess up along the path of my journey, you're not going to get it. If we just started something. And I'm about that life. In other words, I'm about the life of completion. I'm about the life of finishing. You know why? Because I know who sent me on a mission. So I'm going to finish this thing. Because God started me. God said he watches over his word. So you become a part of God's word. And he said he watches over it to make sure it does everything that it was set out to do. In other words, your life has instructions over it. You have to complete this thing. If you don't complete this thing, how can you be a part of God's word? Because God's word, just like the dove, returns right back to him.
Come on.
Don't start what you can't finish. You said you love God? Prove it. Stop talking about it. Prove it. You see how that goes?
Right.
You said you love that
right.
woman? Prove it. You said you love that man? Prove it. Don't start what you can't finish. Don't be talking about I love them today, but tomorrow they did something wrong over there. I don't love them. Uh-uh. See, love is not predicated on what somebody else do. Love is predicated on the in spite of thing. See, when it's driven by God, it's going to start and it's going to complete the whole thing. It's going to finish. In other words, I love you. I can't take it away. But see, my love for you don't mean that I have to be in love with you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yes.
All right. What you say, Miss Andrea? What you say? During your time of transition, you will be tested. Come on. We are human. How bad do you want it? You will be tested. That is absolutely correct. Okay? How bad you want it? The effort you put into a relationship, you have to put into God and more. Be careful what you ask for. Make sure you are ready. Look, make sure you're ready to receive it. Huh?
That's right.
Have you counted
Amen.
The cost? Have you counted the cost? Don't start what you can't finish. Huh? Because, see, here, now, let me flip that around, Miss Tiana. Let me flip that around. How many of us parents love our kids so much that we spoil them and we create these bad little seeds?
All
and
right.
now we create somebody else's problem. Hmm? See, we started something, but then when they start getting 15, 16, and 17, we'd be like, what is wrong with them? I don't say what's 13. Wrong with them. I look at the parent and say, what's wrong with the parent? Because you started something, now you're trying to backtrack. You don't want to finish it?
Right.
All right.
Uh oh.
That's real.
They're not so cute when they 12, 15, and 17, and 20, right?
Right.
Yeah. They grown, huh? That's what they think.
Uh-huh. Huh? Yep.
Oh, yeah. But look at that doggone monster we done created.
That's right.
Huh? Because we refuse to do it God's way. Because the Bible says, you spare the rod, you spoil the child. The rod is not necessarily physical. The rod is also spiritual, more so than anything. In other words, when do we lead them in the direction of God? In other words, the Bible says, train up a child in the way that they should go. And when they're older, they will not depart from it. In other words, if you started in them, they got to finish it.
That's
but
right.
Hold on, watch this. To train someone does not mean you do it one time. It don't mean that you do it twice. You know what training is? Training is a persistent, consistent thing. So if that's training a child, before you train a child, shouldn't we train our own self?
That's right.
True that?
That's right. Yes, indeed.
Don't start what you can't finish, huh? So you had that child. Now you got to complete this thing. You got to finish this thing, and you got to finish it in God's way. Now, that means the only way that you can get to the point of finishing anything is that you remember him. God will show you how to parent.
Amen.
Amen.
Just because you lay it down, don't be a parent. What you got, Mr. DJ?
For those of us that are discouraged, just remember, God is the total author. He's the original editor. Time he makes the beginning, he makes an ending. The middle is left up to how obedient and the kind of work that you do. So the fight is fixed. You're going to win. But now,
right.
are you going to get beat up before you win? Or are you going to go out there and throw some blows too?
All right.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right. What you got to do?
Mm-hmm.
If Jennifer said, God came to me clearly, I heard the voice of God say, you are not done yet. All right now. I was given the gift of a unique decorating ability. I truly heard the voice of God. I stepped out on faith and started my event planning business. My soul cries out, hallelujah. I have not looked back yet. I'm pushing forward. That's great, Ms. Jennifer. And she does a great job, y'all, Ms. Jennifer Fernan. Here's the thing about that. I love what you just said. Don't start what you can't finish. The Bible puts it this way. Any man who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of heaven.
Come on.
All right.
In other words, when you start something, don't be looking back. We don't have time for that. We don't have time to be looking at yesterday. We don't have time to be looking at our past. We're too busy moving forward. Because when you start a race, tell me what runner running the race looking back. If you run the race looking back, that means you've done something wrong. I don't have time to be looking back because I'm looking at the finish line.
That's right.
That's criminals.
That's right.
Criminals do that, and people who are scared of something do this. We neither one. We're looking forward. And we're going to finish what we start, right?
Right, Mr. Carr. That's a lot smarter about looking back.
I'm trying to tell you. Now, I run a 4-2-1 in the 40 now. Don't get it wrong now. I get it. I'm trying to tell them now. All right? Yeah. So, don't start what you can't finish. Mr. DJ, we're going to do one more question, y'all, and we're going to let everybody get to their Christmas stuff. All right? So, what other question we got, Miss Tiana?
Miss LaTanya posted, over the past 2 years, I've had to stop going to college due to taking care of my mom, who is ill. And now again, because of financial hardship. Could this be God trying to direct me to another path?
Mr.
No.
DJ?
I don't think so at all. I don't think so at all. And when you say another path, well, let me take that back. I say maybe another path, but not to end the journey. Sometimes there's more than one way of getting to a different place.
Mm-hmm.
I think that you may have been put in place for that reason, but I don't think he's directing you to just quit that altogether. Because one thing about it, mama may have, papa may have, God bless the child that has his own. Your mama ain't going to always be there.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to get yourself together.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
So I think maybe a different path, but you're still in the same race and the same.
All right,
race.
How you doing, Ms. Marcia, Ms. Keisha, Ms. Robin, Mr. DJ? To piggyback by what you just said, I agree with you wholeheartedly. Okay, let's bring up this scripture. All things work together for the good of those that love the Lord. Don't start what you can't finish, just because you may have to take a 2-year hiatus.
Yep.
Amen. That could be a pit stop. That could be that stop sign. That could be that yield that God just want to see how bad you want it.
Come on.
Think about it this way. Did God stop seeking you? Did God stop loving you? Did God stop pursuing you just because you did some things for the last 10 years that he didn't approve of? No, he didn't stop. No, he didn't change his plans. It's the same course. The thing is, God wanted so bad that today looked like a fresh new day.
Come on.
See, in other words, when it comes by way of God, I can finish what I started because the vision never changed. See, oh my goodness, watch this. The demographics may change. My location may change. My size and my the way I look at it may change, but it never changes. In other words, there's more than one way to skin a cat. I meant to go to college for 5 years and get out. But if I had a monkey wrench thrown in the plan and I went to 2 years and had to take care of my mom for 3, does that mean college wasn't for me? No, that says how bad do you want it, son? I wanted you to take care of your mama because all things work together for the good of those that love the Lord, that their will may come into a place in your career. How about that?
Amen.
How about that? See, it's based on how you perceive things. Right? What you say, Miss Andrea? Distractions and delays, that does not mean you are denied. Seek God. There may be God's time for you to be tested in obedience. Boy, I love that, Miss Andrea. That's real talk. You do know that a delay can be your invitation to obedience, right? You do know that a fall can be your invitation to obedience, right? In other words, see, the Bible says a righteous man will fall several times, but what do you do?
Get back up.
In other words, we don't start and stop. We start. We may have stumbled, but I never stopped.
Okay.
Hello? Hello, somebody. Huh?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Satan, you may have won yesterday, but I ain't stopping. See, you can't stop. Y'all follow me?
Yes.
You can't stop. I don't care what you're going through in life. If God gave you that vision, if God gave you that job, that child, if he gave you the vision for the finances, if he gave you the business plan, Don't you stop. The thing is, we can't be emotional in our approach to God. We have to be spiritual. In other words, don't let flesh dictate how hard you go.
Amen.
Right? Because if flesh dictates how hard you go, now you need people in your ear to encourage you. I don't need nobody to encourage me when I already know the plan, the promise of God. See, since I know the promise, that's all the encouragement that I need because I got to go get it.
Amen.
And I have to finish what he already started. God started it because you're here right now breathing. He started it. Got to be starting something. How to go over. Hey, hey, too low to get under. Stuck in the middle. Ooh. Huh? We still getting there, right?
Yes.
Want to be starting something. Yeah, y'all know what I'm talking about. No, it's like y'all brand new. Huh? In other words, if it started, that means it has to have a completion. Because, see, here's the thing. Satan wants to be just like God. Watch what I tell you. Mr. DJ, let me flip it on him right quick. Say you want to be just like God. You trying to get your life together. Huh? Mm-hmm. That same boyfriend who's never been a fiance, who's never been a husband, y'all been dating for umpteen years, and you holding on to a hope in the wing, huh? Now watch this. Well, you been giving me sex. Why you stopping now? We got two kids. And, see, Satan don't want you to stop doing sin. Oh, yes, people will remind you. Oh, yes, they will. Oh, now you hold it now. You saved. Nah, huh? But she wasn't doing that last week. Well, today a new day. Satan don't want you to stop what you done started. And he wants it. Boy, y'all better hear me. In other words, if you were sinning last week, he wants you to sin this week.
Tell it.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, yes. And he will remind you. Now, watch this. If Satan can remind you of his plan, why can't we be Christian enough to remind people of God's plan?
Amen.
True that? Because
yes.
I want to go ahead and start sinning with somebody. Go ahead and do something wrong with somebody. See, they're going to remember that. And they're going to remind you because they don't want you to stop.
Yep.
You follow me? Well,
yes,
Satan wants to be like God. So that means he got it from, okay, Danielson got it from Mr. Miyagi. Let's put it in the right perspective. That means we should have people around us that hold us accountable. And you should be somebody else's accountability partner as well. Remind them why they started. Miss Jennifer, I know you're not over there crying. Didn't you say you had a big purpose and God had some visions for you with buildings? Miss Jennifer, I don't care what it looked like. Get up off that ground and crying. You done prayed enough. Come on, it's time to move now.
Right.
Faith without work is dead. So you got to remind people of why they started and where they should be headed to. Stop playing with pity. Stop playing with empathy and sympathy. We have no time for that when we are wrong. It's time to get moving.
Yes.
Y'all with me?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. We're going to leave it right there. Don't start what you can't finish. Okay? Don't wait till the new year. Don't start hard in the new year. And then by August, you done turned it down. Don't do that. Go hard 24/7. All right? Go hard 24/7. It's imperative. Somebody's dependent on you. God needs to finish it in you so that others can see and he can finish it in them as well. All right? All right. Mr. DJ, you want to pray for us, please?
Yes, sir. Y'all bow your heads. Close your eyes, open up your hearts. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you as humble as we know how, Father. We come to you to say thank you. Thank you for waking us up, and thank you for putting us into your equation, Father. We know that we are that missing and unknown, but we got you. We're not going to quit. We're going to keep going and finish what you started and solve this thing, Father. Help us to get the wisdom and knowledge. Bless our leader. And for us to get the word to lift you up, not for any shape, form, or fashion of credit, but to give it all to you, Father, and hopefully something said will rub off on everyone else and that they can feast as well, Father. We want to say happy birthday in our own way, Father. We want to say we appreciate you, we adore you, and may the God in me comes out in God in everybody. The God in you be bestowed upon us and be shown with everyone, Father. Thank you for your message, and thank you for the messenger. In these things we ask, amen.
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 All right. Y'all have a great night. Make sure y'all catch us on Wednesday. Have a merry, merry Christmas. One of them gifts under the tree. Tell them kids that it was from me. But make sure you're celebrating for the right reason, okay? And we know the reason. Who's the reason for the season? Make sure you put God first in all that you do, all right? Y'all have a great night.
Good night.
Good night. Merry Christmas.